Labour have been quite critical of this pre-borrowing. They're saying they don't have a problem with borrowing if it makes sense economically, but that you should have been more upfront about it.
Oh, we have been upfront. We've been borrowing about $300 million a week. In the last 3 months or so, we've bought forward some borrowing because conditions were favourable, and that's all a matter of public record. And it means that we've now got the money in the bank, for instance, to help fund the Canterbury earthquake rebuild. And it means that over the next 12 months, we'll need to be borrowing significantly less. We'll be down to about $100 million a week. And at a time when the financial markets are a bit disruptive, it's good that we won't be borrowing so much as it's potentially more difficult.
You say you've been open, but the message the public will have heard is 380.
Oh, it was actually 300. We've been using the number 300 million a week up until fairly recently when we did extend the borrowing program. But I think 300 million has been the figure we've used, and when it changed, we were quite open about that.
So are you quite worried about a debt blow-up in Europe, a blow-up in the debt markets there?
Well, you'd have to accept there's a risk that those markets could be disrupted if they can't solve the problem of these small, highly indebted nations in Europe. So we've taken the view that, with advice from the Debt Management Office and the Treasury, that conditions in the last 3 or 4 months have been favourable, and the effect of that has been that our interest rate has dropped from just under 6% to just over 5%. So we've taken advantage of that window. From 1st of July, we'll be borrowing significantly less. It'll be down to about $100 million a week.
Because another answer for not being exposed so much to those debt markets is cutting spending even more this year, which you could have done.
Well, we think we got the balance about right. We've got one of the faster reductions in deficits in the developed world by 2014. If we stick to our track, there'll only be a couple of developed countries that have got surpluses. We'll be one of them.
There's a mention in one of the, I'm not sure if it's a current financial statements or the budget, that the money that's been borrowed in advance is being invested in financial assets. So what are those financial assets, and does this mean Treasury's actually making money on borrowing?
Oh, they are invested they're effectively in cash in the Reserve Bank. I mean, you need to talk to the DMO, Debt Management Office, or the Reserve Bank about the details of that. But it's just holding the cash until we need it, and we certainly will be needing it over the next 12 months. Because I mean, what drives the debt isn't that we pick a number about how much debt we have. What drives it is the cash we need to build schools, roll out broadband, maintain working for families, pay national superannuation. I mean, those requirements are real. Each week we'd have to have the cash ready to meet all those requirements, and we have.
So exporters could argue that to get your books sort of in a clever way, sort of in better order, they're paying the price in a higher dollar?
Well, it's possible that the government's high levels of borrowing have put some pressure on the dollar. We're fully aware of that. It's one of the reasons in the budget we are reducing our spending and reducing our borrowing, so that from July onwards we're going to be out in the market borrowing about $100 million a week instead of what's recently been $380 million a week.
So when the government says it's had to borrow $380 million a week, and as a result can you say they have to be cut working for them, that's not actually the case, is it?
No, it is the case. Look, whether it's $300 million a week or $380 is pretty minor in the scheme of things. The fact is this year we've run a $16.7 billion deficit. We need to show a track back to surplus. And one of the ways we're doing that is by trimming our large income support programs.
But $80 million a week isn't actually mine, is it?
Well, all it is bringing forward some of the debt. So if we didn't borrow a bit more now, this year, we'd be borrowing a bit more next year. It doesn't change the total amount of debt. It just means we bought it forward a bit because we could get a lower interest rate.
But that hasn't really been spelled out to the public, has it?
You
mentioned it, but you haven't spelled it out. You haven't explained it.
I think it's been understood by those who are interested in it. I mean, in a sense, it's just a small shift in the way the government's borrowing. It doesn't change the total amount. What drives the total amount the government's borrowing is our national super, the need to rebuild Christchurch, our investment in infrastructure. That's what determines the amount, the total amount of debt. We've taken the view that that $16.7 billion deficit is as big as we want it to be, and for the sake of the economy, we need to get that debt under control. Now, the speed at which we borrow in any given year is a detail, really.
Well, Labor's saying this is a cynical strategy to go into the election saying, look, we've got the books and better order and we're borrowing less.
Well, we will have books in better order and we will be borrowing less.
But that you've deliberately done it that way so that the timing would be this way.
Well, look, that they see everything as political. We're doing what we think's best for the economy. We borrowed a bit more sooner because it's cheaper. We've saved money on the interest rate. And it means that over the next 12 months, the government will be borrowing a lot less. So it'll drop from $380 million a week to $100 million a week. Hopefully that will take a bit of pressure off the exchange rate and lift our credibility and hopefully further reduce our interest rate.
So the decision to take the $380 million figure out of all their press statements and even put a statement they make in the run-up to the election? Because they're all using it.
Well, they have been because it's been the fact. That's the fact. If you go and look at what the New Zealand government's borrowed over the last 12 months, it has been...
It's a choice, though, isn't it? It's your choice.
Well, we've chosen to do some sooner because if you look at the financial markets, particularly the European financial markets, there's some real risks of disruption. In 2008, there was major disruption in New Zealand. New Zealand banks in particular couldn't actually borrow anything. So we've reduced the risk that New Zealand would be harmed by something going badly wrong in those financial markets, because in the next 12 months we'll only be borrowing $100 million a week. So I think you'll hear the government talking in the future about how much it's borrowing, and it'll be $100 million a week. Thank you.